Beast Energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The world is remembering Stephen Hawking, its foremost theoretical physicist, who died this morning at the age of 76. Hawking, the author of several books, including A Brief History of Time, was known for bringing science to the masses, with appearances on the sitcom Big Bang Theory, and, of course, The Simpsons.
I don't know which is the bigger disappointment. My failure to formulate a unified field theory, or you.
I don't like your tone.
If you are looking for trouble, you found it.
Yeah, just try me, you...
And among thousands of tweets in reaction to Hawking's passing, one from Simpsons producer Matt Selman, who called Hawking the most intelligent guest star in the brief history of the show, which of course has run for a record 29 years, against Stephen Hawking, dead at 76. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses across Massachusetts now without power again as another huge snowstorm has dumped about 2 feet of heavy wet snow in spots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
A Kentucky police officer killed in the line of duty, though police have not released many details. Officer Scotty Hamilton shot late last night, apparently while helping Kentucky State Police investigate a crime in the Hurricane Creek area of Pike County. Hamilton had been with the Pikesville Police Department since 2006. The U.S. Senate Armed Services panel receiving some rather encouraging news during testimony concerning the fiscal year 2019 budget. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Army General Joseph Votel gave praise to Iraqi security forces and to members of the Syrian Democratic Front for their steadfast efforts, noting that they were operating at the most efficient levels. General Votel said 98% of the territory that had been held by ISIS had been liberated.
The destruction of the ISIS physical caliphate is within our grasp, and thousands of displaced persons are returning home and beginning the long task of rebuilding.
I'm John Clemens.
A Mercedes-Benz that once belonged to Elvis Presley is up for sale, as a classic car gallery in St. Louis says it is cutting the price on a blue 71 Mercedes-Benz. Once owned by the rock and roll legend, the four-door sedan has been sitting in a car museum ever since Elvis died in 1977. The gallery says it's in great condition, though, and it can be yours for $140,000. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Hunterdon and Chamber Radio. This is the Happy to Help show, and we're going to talk about the weather really quickly. It's going to be a high of 39 today, and maybe some more snow. I don't know, some more rain. Who knows? It's wacky weather. What's going to go on? But a low tonight of 25. It's going to be in the high 46 for Thursday and the high of 37 for Friday. Chance of more rain and snow and some clouds overnight, and mostly sunny during the day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith again with Happy to Help. It's a show about volunteering and nonprofits and a lot of different people in Hunterdon County and surrounding counties and even around the world doing good things to help others, because I firmly believe that helping others is the true secret, the true key to happiness. And there's so many opportunities for people to get involved and to help and to donate and to live a full life by helping others. So today I'm very honored to have Lisa Kasha and Robin Steinman, both from Enable.org, or it's just Enable?
Enable.
Yeah, Enable. And so, but you can find them on EnableNJ.org, correct?
Yes.
And Lisa Kasha is the CEO of Enable, and welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
It's great to have you. And what I usually like to do is start out with a little bit of, tell us a little bit about what Enable does, what their strengths are, who they help, and then a little bit about your background and how you came to Enable.
Sure, I can do that. Enable is a nonprofit located in Princeton, New Jersey. And the company's about 27 years old now. It started out in 1989 as United Cerebral Palsy of Mercer County, and then in 1994, it incorporated into Enable, Inc. We serve primarily people, mostly adults, with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For the adults, we provide services. We provide residential services, whether that be group homes or supported apartments. We also provide day services where we work with people to enhance their activities of daily living, educational skills, pre-employment skills. We give them the opportunity to volunteer in the community at things like Meals on Wheels. And then we also provide in-home services to adults and children with intellectual disabilities. Those could be providing respite care. It could be providing assistance with activities of daily living. Or sometimes, in case of children, we work on some of the behavioral challenges that may prevent them from participating in the community to the fullest extent possible. We also have some small grants in various counties in Mercer where we provide services for seniors. We do respite care. We provide personal care services in a variety of settings. Overall, we probably service over 500 individuals in any given year.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah,
and Robin oversees most of that.
That's a big job. Great. And then how did you come to be CEO of Enable?
Well, I've been in the field well over, it's close to 30 years now. It's probably even 30 years now. I don't want to admit that. I started out working with children with autism. My background and my education's in psychology with a concentration in neuropsychology. I've worked in the field of traumatic brain injury and acquired brain injury. I've held various positions working with children with emotional and behavioral challenges, and I've worked with on and off with people with developmental disabilities. I spent a large part of my career at a very large national corporation. I did a stint as the CEO of the Hunterdon Developmental Center.
Oh, so you've been to Hunterdon before.
You're familiar
with Hunterdon. Okay, great.
Oh, well, I actually live in Hunterdon.
Oh, okay. How about that?
And I came to Enable. The previous CEO, Sharon Copeland, was interested in retiring, and she was looking to help select her successor.
Oh, nice.
So in August of 2016, I joined Enable, and last July, Sharon retired, and I stepped up as CEO.
That's great.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and you're well-qualified to run, it sounds like, so that's amazing. And Robin, is Lisa a good boss?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, tell us about your role as COO, and it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate in here. So.
Sure. My role as COO, I became the COO in November of last year, so it's been a few months, and I oversee all of operations. And so I oversee, we have a director of nursing a registered nurse who oversees all the medical within the home, lots of times with disabilities. There's a medical component as well, so there's a lot of medications that we have to monitor and just in and out of hospitalizations at times. We also have a director for behavioral supports, and we develop plans, as Lisa referenced earlier, to ensure that we monitor them and make them successful in the community, in the home, for children in schools, and be able to get them directed toward positive behavior versus lashing out. Mm-hmm. We have a director of residential who oversees all of our group homes, a director of day programs. We have 4 day programs now. We just received another one from our merger. We'll talk a little bit about that later. And a director of in-home supports, which is what I was hired to do at Enable, and essentially when I first started 3 years ago.
Okay, great. And had you worked in this field before?
I did. Actually, I worked for 15 years doing foster care.
Wow.
I worked out of Philadelphia. I worked at 2 different agencies. My first agency I started after college. I worked my way up. I got my master's degree while I worked there.
Wow.
I was a director of training, director of QA, regional director, things like that. And then I went to a different agency and worked there for about 3 years. And then I decided that I wanted to change my avenue and where I was going working as a social worker.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, foster care is tough, I'm sure, right? I mean, wow.
Well,
I mean, everything.
They both have their challenges.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, but then sure. The thing is you're filling a need, a desperate need there's so much need, and there is so many people, and people can help. And well, why don't we just go into that just a little bit? Like, how does your volunteer network work, and do you have volunteers, and do you train them, and how could people help if they want to learn more about Enable and feel like they could help in this realm?
Sure, we have both individual volunteers, but primarily I think we do a lot more groups.
Okay.
And those groups tend to come from schools, sometimes high schools, sometimes our colleges, local colleges, and then local corporations come in and help us. So, you know, we have a volunteer coordinator, so contacting her would be, you know, the first step if anybody was interested in volunteering with us. And we have various opportunities. Mm-hmm. You could volunteer at a group home. That could be working with our residents there, or it could be helping us do a project around the house. We're dependent upon state and federal funding, which very frequently does not cover all the needs we have for repairing our homes and all the upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
There are opportunities to volunteer in our day programs. A lot of the corporations like that because they get the hands-on work with the individuals that we have the privilege to serve. So you can come to us with an idea too, because we have a lot of unfulfilled needs that we'd rely on our volunteers. Or we could be having an event like we're having in April, and we have corporations helping us set up for that event.
Okay.
So that might be something someone's interested in.
Right. And I think I saw you had Bloomberg come in for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So did they do crafts with the home or people?
That particular day they did arts and crafts projects. They've asked to come. They're going to be coming back.
Monthly.
Oh, that's
to
great.
To work with the day program folks.
Oh, that's nice. So you've established a precedent now and
yes.
a routine. Yay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
And then they're helping us with some spring projects around the homes.
Nice.
Painting, right, and gardening.
Yes. Okay,
so
that's
great.
So
we're looking forward to
and
that.
And it's team building for their work environment, too, which is really great. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
And I would also like to give a big shout out for the Hun School.
Oh, okay. It's in Princeton, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a boarding school, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every year they host a theme gala for our residents. Last year it was Hollywood.
Aww.
And this year it's around the world.
Aww.
And they dress up and they make the room that we're in that night with all decorations. They spend almost an entire year preparing for this.
Oh, that's amazing. And again, it's students getting involved, which I think is good.
Yes.
I think, always advocate for the earlier, you know, teach your kids, your grandkids, your family, make it a family event and start service, start the habit of service at an early age. And then I think I read about the National Miss Amazing, which I thought was really cool. One of your, Julia was in, and I had never heard of that, but can you tell us about Miss Amazing and what that's all about?
It's happening again. So it's anyone who wants to kind of be runway, you know, be able to dress up, walk the runway, be in a pageant kind of situation and, you know, feel it really helps to boost their confidence.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I just thought that was a great, great story. And so you've got, what would you say the majority of your recipients are? Is it more seniors or more behavioral or more group homes, or is it kind of a big mix?
Well, there's a big mix. We probably serve more individuals in home than we do residentially in our day programs. I think Robin was running the biggest bulk, probably a couple of...
It's about 300 people.
Right.
Oh, okay. So that's where caregivers go into the person's home and, yes. and help them with whatever various tasks right. or respite care mm-hmm. or anything like that. Okay.
Right.
The majority of the people we serve in our residential and day programs, it varies.
Okay.
We have people who have significant medical needs. We have a day program specifically for folks who have those challenges because we have a nurse on staff there. Okay. And then we have other programs that are focused more working with people with behavioral challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the makeup of our group homes varies like that as well.
Okay.
In the merger with Life Skills Incorporated, Life Skills Resource Center that we just completed, their expertise was, well, is in... young and middle-aged males who have autism spectrum disorder
okay.
With significant behavioral challenges. Mm-hmm. So they are a nice complement to what we do, and they bring an additional expertise to us.
That's great. Well, I definitely want to delve more into the merger after we take a quick break.
Okay.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back with Lisa Kasha and Robin Steinman with Enable. And we were, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about big exciting news that just this month you merged with another organization. So do you want to talk about that and what that means and how that's going to change how Enable operates?
Sure. I would say that the merger came about for various reasons. There have been some significant changes in how our services are funded through the state of New Jersey. So we have lived all these years in New Jersey under a contract system where if you were a provider of services, residential day, you would receive a 12th of your contract every month. And that wouldn't change if you had some vacancies in your day program or your group homes. In order for the state to maximize federal funding, we switched to a fee-for-service system where all of the people we serve now had to be Medicaid eligible. So our funding is part state and part federal, and we're in the middle of that transition. With that transition, payment is no longer guaranteed. So if we have a vacancy in a group home or a day program, we're no longer paid for those services. But in addition to the changes in how we are reimbursed, there are also changes that have come about in how we bill and what's required for billing that has added a lot of extra administrative work onto agencies. So in the state of New Jersey, you have a lot of smaller agencies who find it very difficult and unable to afford going out and hiring additional staff to take on this administrative burden. So if you look around New Jersey, you see that there have already been a number of mergers for this reason. Mm-hmm. So people are trying to pool their resources in order to continue serving the people that they're currently serving. In the case of Life Skills Resources, we had that issue, but we also had an executive director who wanted to retire. Jeff Markowitz has been doing this for well over 40 years, and it was his time to step down. So in discussions with his board, they felt it was more appropriate, instead of replacing him in his position, to merge with a larger organization. And to my good luck, I happened to approach Jeff at the right time, and we've known each other in excess of 20 years.
Nice.
So we actually started these discussions before I came to Enable.
Oh.
But the agency had to be right for him, as well as him feeling comfortable with me.
Right.
So we finally got it all together. It took quite a while. Like, I think we worked on it about 10 months.
Yeah.
And we finally merged effective March 1st.
Yeah, well, that's exciting, right?
So, yep. So he got the opportunity to retire, and we got a group of amazing people.
Oh, that's so great.
Wonderful consumers and amazing staff.
Nice.
So then they bring in expertise in the field of serving people with ASD, autism spectrum disorder, that we are in the process of developing. So they bring a really nice expertise to us.
Yeah. And you're based more in Princeton, and where is Life Skills?
Somerset County. Some homes in Somerset County, but all of their homes are in Somerset County, and they have a wonderful day program in Somerset County.
Okay.
So right now we are working on expanding residential services with them in Somerset County and expanding their day program.
Nice. And I think you cover 5 counties, is that correct?
We're actually in 6 counties.
Okay.
Including the counties that we provide in-home services in.
So that would be Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer,
Middlesex, Monmouth, and Ocean.
Okay, great. Yeah, quite a wide area. And then you've got 14 group homes, I think.
Right, and the merger brought 4 new ones to us, and we are in the process of building 2 new homes in Ocean County.
Oh.
And we're looking at 2 additional homes, 1 in Somerset and 1 down the shore.
Okay. Have you heard of the Jay and Linda Grunin Foundation? Jeremy was my guest in January, and they run a foundation, and they focus on healthcare, arts, and education. So I don't know if that would fall into, he's a really nice guy. So I'll have you listen to the show that he was on. But,
sure.
Because I don't know how all this works with the legal and the funding and all that stuff. But he's a great guy and very active in Ocean County, I think.
Oh, that's
so
great.
He'd be a good guy to check out.
Sure.
And
we're always looking for opportunities to partner
with people
because you never know when you sit and talk to people what kind of ideas going to come up, where you can pull your resources.
Well, and he is such a cool, energetic guy, and the thing is that they don't do the traditional grant process, grant making, whatever. He's all about meeting and conversations and finding out what works and the vibe and the gel and very cool. So it was a very fun show. So, and then you just mentioned that this is a nice match with the people and the synergies. And I think that's amazing because sometimes, when you talk about a merger, there's usually some grumbling going on, but it sounds like this is a really good start. So can we talk about some of the people that make your organization so special, either a consumer, resident, or volunteer?
Sure. We have, several consumers. We call them consumers. So, who are employed, or they volunteer at different places. At the ARC, they do a lot of volunteer work in Mercer County. But also that actually hold jobs, whether it be in their own homes, they go out into the field. We work with DVR through Mercer County to get people jobs.
And DVR is what?
It's a
Yeah, it's the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's an arm of the state.
Well, yeah. People get used to using their acronyms, and I'm like, oh, am I going to program my DVR?
Okay. And sometimes we don't think either because we
Well, no, we use them so often. Well, you use them so often, that's right. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. And so that we help them to get jobs in the community. Some of them have job coaches. Some of them work independently by themselves without coaches, short term. And so success for us is seeing them be successful by themselves. They all have goals. They all have the same wants that we have. And so following through with those and getting them to achieve them is what really just brings happiness to all of us. Like, all of us do it for that reason, to watch that. The stress of our job and the hard work that we put in is nothing compared to seeing the reward of what they accomplish on a regular basis. So a lot of our consumers who receive personal care assistance, which is day-to-day living, showering, toileting, things like that. We have several of them who have college degrees. They've gone to school. They have bachelor's degrees. They're very, very smart people who are successful, and you just want to continue to allow them to do that.
Right, and we were just talking about Stephen Hawking passed away today, who was a brilliant mastermind, and he had an incredible physical disability, but he didn't let that stop his mind from soaring and inspiring millions and teaching us about the world and the space and the universe. So,
sure.
Yeah, so I mean, even though they've got physical disabilities, they mentally, they're, you know, sharp as a tack and really just want to, like any of us, want to grow and learn and progress, right? Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you have any specific volunteers that stand out in your organization? Or all of them?
We all appreciate them very much. You know, I think our consumers, when groups come to the consumers into our day programs, it really light ups their day. They have, you know, there's a structure throughout their day. So they come in, it's very structured. There's a menu, there's a daily activity that they do. And to be greeted by unfamiliar or familiar faces regularly, they love to talk and engage and just be active. And just, you know, just like you said, for the Valentine's event, having an accomplished outcome, you know, which was their craft. It was something very simple. They brought cookies. They definitely do things too. So the groups are really important to us because it's a large number of people who bring happiness to consumers for a whole day. You know, they talk about that for a very long time. And so that's what's really powerful, you know.
Well, I think more of us need all of that. The interaction between the actual human body and face-to-face, because everyone's so caught up in social media and tweeting and all this other stuff that you don't just chill out and interact and hang out and do something simple like a craft or a cooking or whatever. Who does all, do you have staff that does all the cooking and things in the resident homes, or did some of the residents or the consumers do that themselves?
They do. We have some that really do enjoy cooking. It's, you know, and they do need observation.
Right.
But it's great to watch them kind of stir up whatever kind of concoction they can find in their fridge.
That's great.
But the staff do. They do shopping, you know, on a monthly basis or weekly, whatever, and they have the food, and they go based on the consumers, obviously, their multiple allergies that they may have, but their likes and their dislikes. They help to create the menus, and that's what's good about what we do. We're not going to make them, they don't eat things that they don't like, because it's not there, you know?
Right. And I think the other thing I got from the website is that you facilitate people just getting out, because sometimes that's kind of a chore, just to even go to the park or just hang out somewhere, go to a movie. It's a process, right? And you help facilitate that for them.
When many people think about a group home, if they're not familiar with the day-to-day of what we do, they frequently think about it as a caretaking situation. And that's really not the purpose of group home living or day program attendant. It's really about engaging the individual and helping them reach their full potential. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much about the staff always cooking for them at night or doing their laundry. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, can they chop up carrots? Can they peel potatoes? It's getting them involved, but helping them reach their full potential. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing we never like to see is to go into a group home and see any consumer or resident sitting there watching TV while the staff is cooking when you know they're capable. Mm-hmm. That's our huge no-no.
Yeah.
So it's all about participating and what can you do? What can you learn to do? And that's one of the life skills actually got their start by the closure of one of our developmental centers years ago. So almost all of their folks came from a developmental center where everything was done for them, and they were literally taught nothing. So the progress that those folks have made has been tremendous.
That's great. In fact,
we're honoring one of them this year at the New Jersey Association of Community Providers.
Okay.
That's our provider organization. Okay. And every May, they have something called the STARS Dinner. And every agency that participates nominates a star, a consumer resident from their program, and we have a big night with the legislators attend. Legislators attend, and it's a dinner and it's a dance and it's an amazing night, and they receive an award for their accomplishments. So we nominated someone this year.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, my husband, his sister was intellectually disabled, and they had her at home some, but they had her in a group home when she was growing up. And my mother-in-law always said she kind of gauged how the group home was as to how the facilitator, were they just sitting on the couch doing nothing, or were they moving and shaking, or doer, she would say. If the person leading the house was a doer, then that was a good home, because they were engaging the people and the residents. And so, I mean, you can tell. You can probably just tell by the feel of the home that something's going on, like something positive's going on and engaging. So that's great. Yeah. So, and you also do some work with seniors, correct? Is that more of the resident day stuff or everything?
Well, we have under in-home supports, we have two federal grants that provide supports through Mercer County. So one is the JAC program, Jersey Assistance of Community Caregiving, and one is the Mercer County respite program for seniors. Well, it's adults and seniors, but primarily seniors need that support. Mm-hmm. So we monitor that. It's renewed annually with us. Okay. And we have a kind of a budget, for lack of a better term, in terms of how many people can be incorporated into that program and receive the benefits of it.
Okay.
Whether it be a respite, whether it be home delivery, you know, if they do live at home and they can't cook their own meals, we can schedule to have food delivered to their home. Medical products delivered to their home that they can't afford, and that they need on a regular basis, things like that.
Yeah, I think I'm going back to the cooking thing again, but I remember someone saying that, you know, some of these people, they can't, you know, they think, oh, I'll just make some pasta, but you can't stand at the stove and boil pasta and be there. You have to, you know, it takes some effort for seniors that don't have a lot of stamina or energy. They need help. But I think also it's a good thing for people to go into their home and have some conversation during the day. And I mean, it's got to brighten their day completely, right? Because they're helping and they're
absolutely. Yeah.
It's about companionship.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah.
You know?
One of our day programs does Wheels on Meals for seniors.
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels for seniors.
We know what
okay.
you meant.
For seniors. And I haven't had the opportunity to go, but the feedback we get is the seniors love it.
Yeah.
They're just so happy to see our folks bring in the meals and drop them off. It's great company for them.
Yeah, and they're doing something productive.
Sure.
And no, it's great. Are there any other misconceptions about any of the services you provide that people need to know? Any other, or people, the question you get all the time is, what do you do? Or what?
When folks live together for as long as some of our residents have together, they form a family.
Aww.
And I don't know that people who don't do what we do understand how connected those individuals are with each other. They become a family.
Yeah.
And for the staff who work with them years and years at a time, they become part of that family.
Yeah.
And it's nice for us to go out and see how attached our residents are to the people that work with them. It's just amazing. And how they'll go the extra mile on their day off to come in for somebody's birthday in the house, or, you know, to cook something at home to bring in for Christmas. All our staff work holidays, you know, all the major holidays that a lot of us are home for, our staff work. We have a very dedicated yet underpaid workforce.
that's true with most nonprofits, right?
Yeah,
you're
right.
Doing it for the love of it, but
but
I think that makes you all richer than you know, Bill Gates or any of those other tycoons, really, because it's all about happiness and helping others and filling your soul instead of your bank account. So I applaud what you do. That's amazing. We'll talk about, well, we can talk about filling the bank account as well, though, through, you've got some federal funding and some grants, but the gala coming up in April, is that your major event every year, major fundraising event, or do you have several throughout the year?
Well, we are in the process of kind of looking at that a mm-hmm. little more. I stepped up as CEO, as I had said, last July. So for this year, this is our big gala.
Is it the first one?
It is the first, not for Enable. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the first one with me at the lead as CEO. So we have a wonderful event coming up April 27th at Mercer Oaks Country Club and Golf Course. It's on a Friday night, and we are doing a murder mystery dinner theater.
Very cool.
It's 1920s mm-hmm. theme. Mm-hmm. Robin and I have purchased our flapper dresses
nice.
And our bows.
That'll be
We're
fun.
Planning on having a lot of fun. A lot of corporations have sponsored us. And it'll just be a great night. If you're interested in attending, on our website, you can purchase the tickets and read about the event. We're going to have a silent auction, 50-50, but it'll be a really nice event. I think it's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
Right.
But we do these fundraising events to supplement our state and federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
And also to develop relationships and partnerships with corporations, with individuals. That's very important to keeping our message out there that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in a community.
And it's all about relationships, right?
I mean, yes,
absolutely.
That's
the key. And is there going to be an event at the gala? Is there somebody going to be singing or anything, or is it more just kind of hanging out? And
No,
it is a murder mystery. So
oh, okay.
There are actually going to be actors coming in.
Very cool.
Riddles Brood
Riddles
Theater.
Brood.
Yeah. There's going to be a murder that takes place.
Uh-oh.
And then each table has to work with their group to figure out who committed the murder.
Okay.
And we're going to involve the audience.
Nice.
And there's some prize at the end for the table that guesses who the murderer was.
All right, nice. So it's real live Clue, right?
Yes,
Clue
game. Right,
yeah,
yes,
right.
That's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get to dress up and very fun. I'm sure you'll have all kinds of contraband moonshine or so that sounds great. That's great. All right, we're gonna take another little break and we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back with Lisa Kasha and Robin Steinman of Enable. And we were talking about their big gala coming up next month in April. And we also wanted to revisit some, or go into more depth about some of their, the incredible people that work with their organization. And I think one of those is Sherry Ritter, who is a featured on your website as a contributor volunteer, right?
Yes, absolutely. Sherry Ritter is a partner at Mercadian. They are an accounting auditing firm. And you may think that's kind of strange that we would honor somebody from an accounting firm, but what is so special about Sherry is that she has worked tirelessly to help providers work through the transition to fee-for-service.
Wow.
She's been out there running Medicaid boot camps and sponsoring events talking about mergers and what are the advantages to merging and how to do it. She's just been a very tireless advocate for helping see us through this process. Mm-hmm. So we at Enable felt it was time to recognize her as somebody who was contributing to our field in a very special way that goes above and beyond what you might expect from an accounting firm. She's just a wonderful, down-to-earth lady. Yeah. She's really terrific. We're also honoring our Direct Support Professional of the Year, Judy Collins. We have a program. I'll let Robin tell you about that. But she is our DSP of the Year, so we're honoring her at the gala.
Yeah, so monthly we have a DSP recognition program is what we call it. Our managers in the home, our regional managers, our directors, everybody receives kind of a card. It's a card on a monthly basis that we can distribute to staff who go essentially above and beyond the call of duty. And many of our staff do. We get some amazing, like Lisa was referencing earlier, about folks baking birthday cakes for consumers on their own time and bringing things in, or covering shifts that they're not necessarily on shift for. They're working extra to be sure that the consumers are safe in the home. Taking them on special events and activities, just things like that. And so we recognize them for doing those things. When they're recognized, we have a committee that pulls together all of the recognitions. We read them and we review them and then we vote. And we have a winner every month who receives a financial gift card. And they're also, we have a picture frame that flips in our front lobby that shows all of our DSP recognitions.
Nice.
So when people come in, they do notice that we actually do recognize our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then every quarter and then annually, like Lisa referenced, we decide one winner for the entire year for Enable. And so Judy has been for this year, and we're looking forward to seeing who will be next year's recognized employee.
Yeah. Well, it's the little things that count, right? Just a little recognition. It doesn't take much. It's just like, oh, they noticed or they appreciate me. It really doesn't take much. It doesn't have to be a pink Cadillac. It can be a gift card, or just the acknowledgement is often just huge for most people, which is nice. So it's the little things that really matter.
Sure.
So that's great. Can you talk about the training, or did the workers have to go through CE, continuing education, for what they do, or is that just part of their, are they social workers, or are they, or just certain people? I don't know. How does that work for CE for some of your staff?
Well, depending upon the position that they have, whether it's a direct support professional or a residential manager or a regional manager, level of education plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are requirements by the state, for new hire orientation and ongoing training.
Mm-hmm.
They use the College of Direct Support, so a lot of the training's done online, but we supplement that with a lot of hands-on training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we try and pick different topics every year, some that address issues that we might have seen during the year or changes in the system, but we are continually in training mode.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things that have to be recertified every year, and then some things that have to be done every 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you have, you're organized and you have the appropriate training in place and that you're tracking it the way you should be so that everyone's covered. And we will do specialized training in a particular home for maybe special dietary needs or special medical issues. we are constantly looking at what programs are out there that are the most appropriate crisis intervention program for our folks. We just switched ours about a year ago, so that requires annual training. You know, it's very important how to learn to deal with behaviors before they become behaviors.
Right.
So our focus is really on preventing the behavior before it happens. So we train our staff to try and deal with what looks like it's an issue coming up and how to best protect themselves and the individual that they serve. So training is a big integral part of what we do.
Right, and I think you said life skills brings their autism expertise.
Yes.
But autism, it's such a wide spectrum, right? So you have no idea. I guess you have somebody go in and do an assessment of
yes.
that.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So. That program, Life Skills in particular, focused on serving people with significant behavioral challenges, people that were institutionalized years ago for a lot of their behaviors. And taking someone from an institution into the community after a lot of years, it's a very challenging effort.
Absolutely.
And they've had tremendous success with working with people that couldn't go into the community because their behaviors were either harmful to themselves or potentially to others. Mm-hmm. It took years of work, and they've been very successful at that, which goes back to the point that everybody is capable with the right supports about living in the community. It's institutions should be a thing of the past.
Right, and I think there's advancement towards that. I mean, because there's kids in the schools with AIDS and different things where it used to be you were shut away in an institution or in a room or, you know, not to be seen or heard. There's probably still a long way to go, right?
Well, we still have 5 developmental centers open in the state of New Jersey.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think we have only a few less than the state of Texas. A lot of states have completely closed their large institutions and have figured out how to get everybody into the community. Unfortunately, there, New Jersey lags a bit behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it a lack of funding or a lack of resources or organizations doing what you do that can take up? Because you can't just open the doors and send everybody off, right? So, how does that work?
Well, it's usually a partnership between the providers, the provider organizations, and state government.
Mm-hmm.
Our newest governor, Governor Murphy,
attended
NJACP prior to his election.
Okay.
And that was one of the things that we had brought up to him, that we would like to see another institution closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful now that we put it on his radar screen that over the next couple of years, we will see at least the closure of some of those facilities.
And then could you absorb some of that? Or
there's a transition, as there was when North Princeton Developmental Center was closed, North Jersey Developmental Center was closed, Woodbridge Developmental Center was closed. There's a process.
Right.
And I'm not suggesting that it's an easy process, but it's doable. And having been someone who ran one of those institutions, and I had over 500 individuals living there with a staff of over 1,500.
Wow.
I'm hard-pressed to think of anybody that we serve there that under the right circumstances couldn't live in the community.
No, that's good. Well, squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So you just got to keep poking
them. Keep plugging away at that.
That's good. Well, the new governor has a lot on his plate, right? So, I mean, I'm sure everyone's scrambling to get their voice heard. So, but if you could keep at it, that would be great.
We're going to get that in again.
right. What's the breakup between adults and children? Do you work with a lot of children? Is that mostly in the autism, or is it run the gamut?
We work with it's actually a lot less children than we work with adults.
Mostly adults, okay.
Adults and adults who are aging is primarily the population that we serve. But we do work with DCF, which is a function of the state, working with kids providing respite. So we either hire the respite providers, the families can also hire their own respite providers and recently we were just approved to do behavioral supports within their home as well.
Okay.
So that's kind of our child component. It's just those three programs. The rest are all for adults and seniors, folks who are aging.
Okay. And are most of these people covered under Medicaid? Is that where how they're able to afford these services? And or do some of them have private insurance? Or how does all that work?
For anyone now that's being funded through the Department of Human Services, the Division of Developmental Disabilities, they have to be Medicaid eligible.
Okay.
And I think under most programs under the Department of Children and Families, that's also true at this point, because the funding, the third-party contract, and Molina is where we are, most of our reimbursement comes from. That's a Medicaid contracted provider.
Okay. So they, and the Medicaid qualified means that you're just lower income, or how do you get Medicaid qualified?
It usually has to do with your assets.
Okay.
You have to fall into a low income category. Some of the grants that you have don't necessarily require.
Not for children, but for adults they do. There is a financial component of making too much. It's hard to believe certain caps on that are too high. For the supports that we give. So they do need to qualify. And if they don't qualify up for us, we do push them through the county to get Medicaid qualified eligible so then they can receive different services.
So the county has to give that certification? Or I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we do an assessment to see if they fit the grant requirements.
Oh, and then
and if
they
don't fit, if they actually make too much, then they either have to do spend downs or they get referred back to the county and they do an assessment for Medicaid eligibility.
Okay. So there's a process in place, but you just have to kind of work through that. And then,
It all takes time.
Yeah, no, I know. I get it. So you have the gala coming up. Are there other events that you do during the year to help raise funds or solicit
We've done
volunteers?
Some smaller events in the past years. We're in the process of looking at that now. I'm planning maybe some smaller summer events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how many people do you have on your board right now? Do you have a?
We currently have 11 members.
Okay.
But we are always looking for people who are interested in serving on our board.
Uh-huh.
You do not have to have a background in developmental disabilities. We believe we do a very good job at orienting new board members, mm-hmm. and through the various committees, you get to really have a. Come to an understanding of what we do and how we do it. So if we have people out there who are interested, please don't be discouraged if you're not familiar with developmental disabilities. All we're looking for is a commitment of your time and your effort.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think someone who isn't familiar brings a fresh pair of eyes,
yes,
which is
that
very
is
valuable.
True.
So they can say, well, what about this or what about that? Or have you thought about it this way? And you can think outside of the box, because when you're so specialized and focused on doing the best that you can do, it's good to have somebody else with a fresh perspective.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's good to know. Is there anything else that you want people to know about Enable? EnableNJ.org is the website. Mm-hmm. And you're on Facebook. We can find you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And any other things you'd like us to know about? Oh, it's March is Disabilities Awareness Month.
Yes, it absolutely is.
So, are there certain things going on this month that highlight that or bring awareness to that?
I would say for us who do this for a living, every month is Disability Awareness
every day.
Month. We try and celebrate what we do on. You know, a regular basis. The various organizations out there are highlighting this month. Mm-hmm. We have Anchor, NJACP, which is a state organization, is certainly posting activities on their website. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see that people are celebrated for their differences. And, you know, if I could leave the message out there, don't think of our folks as people with disabilities. Just think of them as people with different challenges than you and I might have. And when you see somebody bagging in a grocery store, or you see somebody stocking shelves or something, take the time to interact because they love it.
Yeah, I usually, we have a lot of veterans at our local grocery store that, because we have the VA really close to us. Yeah. And so they're usually in the dairy aisle, they're usually hanging out there, or the couple guys. It's always fun to talk to them. Or even the baggers at the checkout. And it's, they're so fun to talk to. And, you know, this one woman, she's always just questioning me about everything and what are your kids doing and why are you bagging this way? And, but it's so fun. And I know them all by name. And it's just so fun to go into that grocery store because it's just, you know, it's like a social hour, you know? So, yeah, I think that's the thing that I tell my kids, and, you know, you got to just look up from your phone once in a while and engage. Well, and I also say the story, I would have never met my husband on the bus because everyone's so engaged in their phone, they wouldn't be looking up to look around. So
everywhere, the supermarket, crossing the street.
I know. Well, even standing in line to wait for checkout, I'm just, you know, people are scrolling, you know, I mean, come on, you know, engage, look around, be alive, live in reality. You know, so I just hope people will engage and volunteer, and because you've got the form on your website, right? They can look right there and see all the things that you do. Because,
Yes.
People might not put together, like, I'm really handy with plumbing or you know, hammering or painting, and that's a skill that you can use.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Working, if you're someone who likes hands-on to work with our residents, we would love that. We can never have enough volunteers or enough organizations on the outside that are willing to support us. It's very important. It helps connect us to the community as an organization. It helps connect the people we serve to their communities. Right? Yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity to get involved.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that you've created this wonderful merger, because I think because now with the internet and everything's so easy and accessible, people are starting nonprofits here and there, just kind of, I want to start a nonprofit. And there, I think there needs to be a little bit more consolidation, because it's, we were in a meeting yesterday and someone's like, well, let's collect clothing for this group. And like, well, this group does it too. And this group does it too. And they've got too much over here, not enough over here. So I think, you know, if people want to volunteer or contribute before you start your own nonprofit, think about looking around and figuring out where you can be cohesive and put your synergies together and your things together. So I think
there is strength in numbers. That's always true.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and you said this has happened, this area, there's been quite a few mergers because of the,
in general across the state, there have been a lot of mergers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, we've got one more minute. Anything else you would like to add, Robin?
I don't. We've touched on a lot today. I do, you know, I appreciate your time. I think that I'm hoping that the community and the folks who listen to this today will open their eyes to, like you said, just a new population, and it's not always about feeling bad for someone who has a disability. It's really about just appreciating them and for the work they do and the light that they light up for us every single day. So there's a different reward in working in this population, that's for sure. And it's very genuine. People just need to understand that, you know, we might do administration, but our hearts are in with the consumers we work with.
Right. And then it's all about just recognizing your fellow human being, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keeping it real. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you very much for your time and inviting us. This was wonderful.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email on air at hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hines is owned in part by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital. The merge would create the third largest food and beverage company in North America. The deal is worth an estimated $40 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview, you